I am not an example. I am not an example. An example is something that other people can guide their lives by, that other people can direct their activities by, that other people can feel good about. An example is something that we admire usually, and it's something that we aspire to being like. But I am me. I am only and always me. And you are only and always you. If we try to live our lives as though we were an example to our younger members of our family or to the community or to anything, then we fail miserably. Can you imagine a wealthy man trying to be an example to the community? Well, he's going to be an example to the community by sharing his wealth. He's going to be an example to the community by sharing the abundance that he has, by sharing all of the ideals and ideas that he has, by letting other people know how he arrived at his success. Well, what a fool's errand. Nobody at all, ever, can help another person arrive at success. No one can ever be an example to another person. We're not even an example to ourselves, if you come right down to it. We're not even an example to ourselves. Now, why are we not an example to ourselves? We're not an example to ourselves because we just live moment from moment. We live in the now. We live in the here and now. We live every single moment of our life as though it's the most wonderful, fantastic experience we could ever have. If we spend our time concerning ourselves being an example to others, then we will not be living in the now. We'll not be doing all the things that delight us, that fulfill us, that make us feel just wonderful, that make us feel just grand. And, of course, that's what we want to do. We want to live our life so completely, so wonderfully, so beautifully, that it's a fun thing to live, and it's for us right now to live. It's not for anyone else. It's not for anything else. It's just for ourselves. I am not an example. I am the absolute. I am the isness. I am the fulfillment. I am the achievement. I am done completely now. And that's all that matters. I live in the now. An example cannot live in the now. An example has to live as something to be admired or something to be aspired to. But when we live our lives, every moment of our lives, every activity of our lives in the now, we are living the most ideal, perfect life we could ever live. When we are living in the now, in this wonderful, beautiful, fantastic now that we really are, then we are doing something utterly amazing. We're doing something utterly fantastic. We are being ourselves and we're having fun. And, you know, that really is the purpose of life. The purpose of life is to be ourselves and have fun. The purpose of life is to enjoy every moment that we live. The purpose of life is to be all that we ever can be, and be it now. Do you have any aspirations for what you'd like to be? Do you have any aspirations for what your children would like to be? What your wife or husband would like to be? Have you any aspirations for another? If you do, you are barking up the wrong tree. Everyone has their own aspirations. Everyone is their own ideal. Everyone is their own example. I am not an example for others. I am an expression of who I am here and now. I am the fulfillment of every beautiful, desirable thing that I could ever be right now. And I'm not looking to live my life that others might say, yes, that's a noble life to live. If you stop and think about it, think about any of the great thinkers, the great beings, the great politicians, the great beings of all time. And as they lived their life, they were living their lives for themselves. They were living their lives for what their goals were, their ideals were, their purpose is. Not to be an example to anybody. Oh, they wrote tomes, to be sure. They wrote many wonderful things, and they spoke about many wonderful things, and they said how wonderful it was to be a good brother, to be a good father, to be a good mother, to be a good person in the world. Yes, that's true. They wrote about those things. But as they wrote about those things, they were writing about themselves. And they were writing about what they did and how they achieved the goals of their life. And that's all that mattered. They were not writing how they were going to be an example to others. For if, indeed, if we choose to be an example for others, we should look very carefully at our lives, because our lives are a reflection of who we are, not a reflection of who we'd like to see the world be. Be yourself and have fun. When you are the most wonderful, noble, fantastic being on earth, all the rest of the world will be themselves too. They will be their ideal self. They will be their ideal goal. They will be the beautiful being that they are. And what more could we ask than that anyone in this world be their beautiful being, be exactly what turns them on? And what turns you on, what turns me on, are not necessarily things that turn other people on. Other people in the world are a reflection of who we are, but it's not because we are the example. It's because we are that wonderful being that we believe in. We're that wonderful being that we call ourselves. We are that wonderful being that we say we like ourselves. We like ourselves in every possible way, in every beautiful way. We like ourselves. I am not an example to anyone, not even myself, because from moment to moment, I am different. From moment to moment, I come up with unique and wonderful things. From moment to moment, I am an ideal being expressing in every beautiful way. This is who I am. This is who you are. This is who the world is. We cannot be an example to the world. We cannot even be an example to ourselves. We, living our lives, do so with all the joy in our hearts, with all the love in our hearts. And everyone must live with the love in their heart and the joy in their heart. They cannot live from the joy of my heart, though they might be my reflection. As I look at them, they might be my reflection, and that's beautiful. But they are living their lives by the joy in their heart. You can live your life by the joy in your heart today. And as you live your life by the joy in your heart today, you find that you are a fabulous, wonderful, magnificent being, and that every desire of your heart is manifest for you, not as an example for the world, not to make the world a little better, but for you. And as it is ready for you, you are ready for it. And it is so fantastic and so joyous and so wonderful and so beautiful that you can only delight in it. People who try to be an example fail miserably, because no one can be an example for how another person looks at their life. Each one of us look at our life in an entirely different and unique way, and we're each being ourselves. And that's what we want to do. Under all circumstances, we want to be ourselves. We want to be who we are and love it and delight in it in every possible way, because really that's all that matters, isn't it? Be yourself and have fun. Be your own ideal, and that's all that matters. Have a wonderful day. Live your day in the now, in the delight of your heart, and say to yourself, I like me, I like me, I like me, and say of the world, I love you, I love you, I love you.